when they bombed Pearl Harbor that night, you know, Tojo, he jumped up out of the bed, man. Dial the operator. Said, "Operators, give me 1109. Say, I want to speak to Adolphus Hitler, who is a personal friend of mine." Said, "Look, operator. Say, I want you to get these goddamn numbers straight. Say, tell Adolphus ain't no use of rushing because he already too motherfucking late." By that time, the phone rang, you know, and Adolphus jumped up out of his bed. No hat on his head, no shoes on his feet, and his heart beating like steel. Because he know Tojo was his driving wheel. "Hello, Tojo." He said, "Hello, Adolphus." "I'm just calling to, I know you're the king of Japan." He said, "Yeah, but I'm calling you to tell you that I'm a worried man." He said, "I just told my wife before I left, if I get to your goddamn ass, I'd kick your ass myself." "Saying a goddamn thing you told me came out right. I thought you said them allies couldn't fight. So you fool us way off down yonder in Bougainville. Why 15,000 of our best men just fucked around and got killed. See, that's what I told her last night before I left. If I could get to your goddamn ass, I'd kick your ass myself." I was in the back then, you know, with my head in a paper sack. But I was steady telling Nelly to keep her belly close to mine, you know. Stung the bull and started him to bucking. Even Adam broke the law and started the whole world a fucking.
Oh yeah!
Yeah! And they said it again, there were just two peoples in the world, you know, Eve and Adam. Must have been somebody else, yeah. Eve knowed somebody else. Adam didn't, but Eve did. Too many different nations of peoples in the world. I don't care what the people said. Somebody else getting them Tweeve Eve legs.